This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
What do we do about picks if the site we use for lines is offline due to an aggressive cyber attack? What have we done in the past in those situations?
Usually we just settle on finding an alternate site, and I did find one that has, lines from 4 or 5 different casinos and then a consensus, and that's what I used in prep for today's show. I can fill you in on what that was if you want. We can agree to use that or something else if you've got a better idea. I don't care.
I have another idea, but it's half-baked at this point. That would be
I'm all for half-baked.
Oh. Let's just spend a minute on half-baked. Grew up on the island. Every once in a while was bocce. And This pizza would be not delivered. We'd always have to go get it, but half-baked. So that, I guess there was something necessary about that, that we needed to cook the rest of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we would, from time to time, people would ask for that at the pizza place. And I often would do that when I would bring pizza home, too. It's going to be fresher. I mean, you're not going to get the deck of the oven like you would in a pizza place to get the crust nice and firmed up. But, it's fresher, rather than having it heated up and baked all the way and then reheating it, it's just going to be a little better. So, yeah, that's a nice alternative to, having to reheat pizza after it's already been fully cooked.
Should we confirm this with Joe, who knows all about fresh fries? Because he'll order the salt on the side like we learned yesterday. Yep. Maybe Joe would say the same. Anyway, the idea was, let's bid on the lines. So, say you like Minnesota. Let's see. Minnesota at Atlanta. What is that the game? Or Atlanta at Minnesota, right? Whatever. I just thought of Minnesota for some reason.
Yeah.
Let's say you like Minnesota. I'm like, all right, well, would you give 6? And I don't even know what the line is. Maybe it's higher. But, we sort of negotiate what the line should be. That's one way you could do it. I like your idea more, actually, now that we've said this, talked this out.
Yeah, I'm not really prepared to just start assigning lines to games right now. I feel like I would have wanted a little bit of time to work on that.
Yep. Yeah, you need time to work on the picks, and I need time to work on the idea.
Right.
Because it's really not a good idea yet.
Okay, ready, break. All right, good.
That's it.
Sounds like we're all set.
You're tweeting about the weather.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, you know what? All it took, I was in the house all day, and it got to be about 2 o'clock, and I thought, well, you know, tomorrow I'm looking at the yard and there's starting to, you know, some leaves, and I haven't mowed the grass in a while, and I'm like, you know what? It's, come on. My yard is a postage stamp. It'll take me 20 minutes. So I ran outside and I mowed the grass. And it put me in such a great mood just to be outside for 20 minutes mowing the grass, and the sun is shining. It's you know, it's cool out. And I just thought, this is it. Like, Fridays in the fall, I'm not, you know, Mr. Elite Season, although I do support the campaign with the sweatshirts to raise money that Jeremy's been involved in. But it just... The adrenaline just started flowing. I'm out there mowing the grass, and I'm thinking about Bills and Chiefs, and this is crazy too. And if I lay this out, the chances are you still won't remember it, so I'm reluctant to do it. But do you remember the Sunday night game, the Bills and Chiefs? It was a disaster of a game, but it was a Sunday night game. We were working together maybe a year when this game happened, 38-5.
38-5.
Remember this game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? We worked that Friday somewhere on remote. I don't remember where. It was like some little storefront, and we were just sort of stuffed in this corner, and I showed up, and the show started, and I was like a runaway burning garbage train of, like, I was just full of energy. Like, this is awesome. I don't even know what the Bills record was. I don't know how big a game it was. But I was just all wound up, and it was a day like today.
I remember that game for something, by the way. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Nate Clemens celebrating a tackle when they were down 38-5.
Or an incomplete pass that went 10 yards over the receiver's head or something. Yes. Yeah, like, just like, dude, are you kidding? Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget that. But so I even had that, like, that popped into my head. It's so funny, the you know, the sensory that will happen sometimes, that they'll give you a recall, and I'm like, I don't recall where we were. I just know we were out seated at that little table with the banner hanging over the front of it and all the stuff, and you just sort of sat back. Like, we didn't know each other real well yet. I think I'm trying to look. What year is that game? That might
03.
Okay, so we're working together barely for a few weeks
maybe.
At that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I am just flying. Like, you might have thought, does this guy do cocaine? Like, while you're sitting there with me, I mean, I never have, but...
That kind of a thought has come up in conversation a few times through my life. It's never my thought. I have never in my life once thought of someone else, that person does cocaine. Okay. I've never had that thought, so you're safe on that one.
Okay, but I just remember, you know, I don't know how long I went on for, but you just sort of let me just fly, you know, like, I can't remember but I just all wound up, and I feel like that now, but I'm, you know, I'm older now and reserved enough not to just be screaming like a lunatic about how we're going to disembowel the Chiefs or something. But I probably said something like that on that day, all those years ago, but that's how I feel right now. You know, I know there's just a crap storm of garbage everywhere you look. I feel that heavily, at times, maybe too heavily at times, but I'm in a great mood right now. I cannot wait for this game. I can't wait for this show. Like, I'm just excited to be here doing this on a sunny fall Friday.
What is it about fall, days like today, that make it seemingly so much more enjoyable than the same day in the spring?
I have a guess. It's because we know it's almost over.
Really? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Because I might,
it's
like,
fleeting. It's, you know, we know we're not going to have it forever. So, like, any day like this, you want to just soak it in.
I'm not sure. I think logically it would be the other way for me, that it's coming. That the nicer days are coming. And you get a taste of it in what? Let's see. We're almost a month away from the end of summer. So a month before summer, like May, we're talking mid-May, Memorial Day, actually. Like, that's my favorite holiday because it's always hot by then. So maybe it's got to be earlier than that. I don't know. Today it's only 53 out right now and windy. But some kind of day like that in April, doesn't this sort of score way higher than that for some reason?
I think so, and I don't want to just say the
same
thing
because,
I just said. I think it's because it's almost over.
You're thinking about the end.
Yeah, or not thinking about the end. It's just like you just know that you're not going to have many more days like this. So you enjoy it. Like in the spring, I definitely feel this way too. You know, there's not a Bills-Chiefs game to get excited about. But you know it's coming. It's like the launching pad, and that is also something that will produce, you know, a lot of adrenaline.
I'll tell you
and
what,
a good mood for me.
I think I would not choose that. I think for me or for us or for just people, not everybody though, I think there is a football association that helps it.
For sure.
What you're talking about, Bills games. Mm-hmm. It's a Bills game for me from a long time ago when I would go as a fan, like 30 years ago. Or it's really more likely to be a college game for me, like also way back when. But a Saturday tailgate at, I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a good example, but just this weather, you know, you're sort of dressed for it. You might have like a spiked cider or something. And it's like there's an association with football. There may be other things going on this time of year that accomplish that too, that aren't football, whether that's school related or I don't know, but
yeah, but for me, yeah, well, football at this time of the year undeniably is a part of that. Like that's why I'm remembering this Bills Chiefs game from 16 years ago, and I'm also, you know, remembering, or 17 years ago, and I'm you know, connecting it, and the Bills game is central to that. You know, it's a big game. It's prime time. You know, I get 5 o'clock, whatever.
Is 5 o'clock prime time? On.
I don't think so. It is nighttime though.
But this will be evening, it's I not. I don't know. It's PM.
Yeah, right.
It's not a morning.
Right.
This will be three games in a row the Bills play that are not at 1 o'clock on Sundays.
If
you think that's interesting, yep. That down if you want. If you like that, write that down.
They're going to have a big run of that. Well, as of now, the schedule says, you know, in December they'll have a big stretch of that too.
And maybe last year they might have had three in a row of those.
They did, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I like the point, and I am not the fan I used to be. I mean, I like different things about sports than I used to. And work changed that. Like, there's lots of things about my life that make that different, but I can definitely relate to this. And, like, games, Bills games, even specifically Bills games for weather like this, really, like, that stands out. If I can't remember teams or years, so be it. But you know the feeling. You know this day in the parking lot at 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything about that, it's just, you know, idyllic. It's just perfect.
Right.
It's your friends, it's food, it's drink, it's the game coming up, it's the smell. I mean, that's a really great. These games we can't go to. I mean, this is kind of obvious, but it's a different point, so I apologize for that. But this morning it hit me that Patrick Mahomes will be here on Monday and we can't go. And like, back to how I'm different as a sports fan, this is a ticket I'd want because of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if the Bills were 0-5, I'd feel the same way about that. Like, here's a chance to watch this guy who won't be here that many times. So, that sucks, right? Like, we can't watch him.
Well, if the Chiefs and Bills keep winning their divisions,
yeah, right,
starting
then,
this year,
then
sure. The crossover,
sure.
I get a few more opportunities. We did have a run of Bills-Chiefs meetings a few years back. We just talked about a couple of them yesterday, and that was because of their place in the standings.
Well, if he plays here 5 times in his career, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
And so this is the first, and it would just be an amazing, if Monday is anything like this out, just be an amazing day. 5 o'clock is cool.
Yeah.
The sun will set during the game. Like, just, it's just great. It's just great. So, yeah, I mean, I know it's,
yeah,
I think we should be there, but that's not the case, and it's not about to be the case, is it? There's another update on that. I see it on Howard's board.
Oh, boy.
Polling cards. No fans for foreseeable future.
It's official. Thing.
I need a future that I can't, beyond what's foreseeable. Is there that? I mean, we're struggling with a lot of things, and I recognize a lot of people are struggling more than I can claim to be. I'm dealing with some emotional things, but not, you know, it's not worse. It's not as bad as it could be. I know. But one of the challenges right now is like things to look forward to. Whether that's a trip, whether that's a holiday, you know, just sort of a party. So many things we probably took for granted to some extent that now I need stuff like that to look forward to. I was talking to my kids. Friday is super early for me, getting the kids on the bus. And, oh what was it? I learned today they can't use the drinking fountain at school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there was something else, like a band thing or something, like they cannot be together for whatever it is. I'm just so depressed about that, you know, like – they're going to school, but I don't know if it's anything like the school I think it is, because just all these new rules and everything.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Like, Leo is remote learning. Like, he's a music major at Performing Arts. He works with a guitar ensemble. You know, it's like, he's been in the school since last March. I mean, it sucks. You know, there's no, that whole collaborative thing is just, you know, it's gone.
That's really weird.
But, yeah, but, you know, they're doing what they can, Zoom and whatever, and, you know, that's just, but you're right. I mean, we all do need, and that, I guess, is, you know, if there is an overarching point to why I tweeted that and why we're even talking about it, it is that. We all need that. Something to look forward to. And in this football game, despite no fans and, you know, the Patriots might not play again now and whatever's going on, there's a lot of stuff that sucks. We all know it, but it is still okay, I think, to look forward to stuff. And I'm really looking forward to this game on Monday.
I'm looking forward to Sunday first, because I love Sundays when I can watch the other games. I love those days, you know, when the Bills are not playing. So I'm looking forward to that first.
Well, that's right, too. Sure. I mean, that's a part of the mood Friday. It's like the whole weekend is just laying there for you, you know, and it's very exciting.
A listener, Jason, tweets in what I think this is my new pick as the right answer to, like, why are 53-degree sunny days here so much more popular, it seems, like, arguably, than the same day before summer? And he thinks it's maybe the air. Fresher air after a muggy summer? I don't know. Joe, is he right? Does this hold up? The air seems fresher after a muggy summer than it does after a bitterly cold winter. Does that hold up? Is the air different?
I mean, it's colder.
Yeah, the air is different.
It's cooler. It feels different when you take a deep breath when it's 55 degrees than it does when it's 75.
No,
for sure.
When it's 55 degrees in, like, April.
I was going to say, okay. 60 now is different than 60 or 65 in July,
April.
Or April.
April or May. I want to do, like, this day before summer. Now we're after summer. That's what I'm comparing, those 2 days. Is this not seemingly a nicer day?
Yes. Or is it just because of what's around it, what it's compared to?
I don't know.
Because if it's rainy and muggy or rainy and cold for the whole week and then you get, you know, 57 and sunny, it's going to be a lot better than if it's surrounded by 80 and sunny.
I don't know if it matters. Like, this has not really been quite that week. I don't know. Need someone smarter than I am to figure this out.
I'm standing by we know they're running out. That's why it feels better now than it does in April, because you know you've got, like, you know, it seems like, especially when you're a kid, like, it's gonna be nice out forever, I'm gonna ride my bike just I'm gonna do all this stuff. And when it gets to be this time of the year, even when you're a kid, you know, like, the nice day, it's you got to go to school on Monday, or, you know, to your attic to turn on your laptop like Leo does,
whatever the case may be.
But whatever the case may be. So I'll, you know, you keep searching for an answer that satisfies you. I'm good with it's fleeting.
But you're actually thinking about that today? Like, you're actually thinking to yourself, like, oh, there are not many of these left.
I don't know, like consciously until now that we're talking about it, but I just think it's there. I think it's unavoidable. Like, you know what the calendar is. You know, like, I'm mowing the grass right now thinking I might not mow the grass again. This might be it. I might just let it go from here.
It makes you like it more.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very cool coincidence that this topic of the Chiefs game from 2003 came up. And we both remember the same thing from that game, which is just like a Bills player kind of foolishly celebrating an incomplete pass in a blowout loss. Like, that's kind of weird. It's a great thing about the Bills is how it sort of brings back those kind of connections and memories. As it happens, we have the Wheel of Games in here today.
Oh, the Wheel of Games?
Yes.
I got to come back in there someday.
Al and Nate just dragged it in here like 250.
I'm missing so much.
They dragged in the Wheel of Games. I bet it could be like a sort of you and I, like a married couple for the Bills. It could be like a newlywed game where you spin a game and then one of us writes down the thing from that game.
Right.
And then the other tries to says it out loud. We'll see if there's a match. We played. Have you ever played newlywed game with friends?
I don't think so.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And it can get, it can be hilarious, and it can also get kind of serious. And I remember, I got to sort of, as I think of it for the first time in many years, I got to sort of calculate like, what I can say.
Tell the story
what I
the
can
air.
Say, yeah. Yeah, well, we were playing newlywed game with friends, got to be at least 10 years ago. And I might have written questions, or we sort of as a group wrote up questions. And one of the questions was, what's your spouse's favorite food? You know, pretty tame.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband wrote that he thought his wife's favorite food was salad. And we all thought that that was hilarious. And then I think she was mad about that. Like, salad? Whose favorite food could ever be salad? And you take your chances with that. But if we spun the Wheel of Games and got that game, we would both have said Nate Clements acting like an idiot after an incomplete pass when the Bills were getting killed.
Yep.
So, maybe we'll spin that a couple times. Yep. There's no game Sunday.
That's right. We got time.
We got time. That's right, Bulldog. All right. We also have Adam Krautwurst today. You're an Adam Krautwurst fan.
Nice. Big fan. Yeah.
We had Travis Yost scheduled, but Travis was worried about his day sort of getting away from him, so we're going to try for him again next week. But Adam Krautwurst from Draft Sharks. We'll talk fantasy stuff from this weekend. Of course, there's a lot. Le'Veon Bell is not this week. Of course, the Bills play his new team on Monday, but we'll talk about that a little bit ourselves here with that decision having been made, and he is now with the Chiefs. So we'll do that. There are lots of other good little lineup questions, as always, to talk about, so we'll do that with Adam. And 5 to 6 will be Sal Capaccio, our Duntire Roundtable, talking Bills and NFL then. If you want to get in with us or get on with us, 803-0550 is the number. We'll look for your calls shortly. But a break first. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At any given time, the play can break down. And with Josh, he has a strong arm. So you're never really out of the play. You're never really out of the play. You always got to find a crease for him or find a place to get open. And a lot of things on this sign, scramble rules, drills. But the stuff that's off the book, I guess, and stuff that you can't plan for, he excels at. He can put the ball wherever you need it to be. And even at the times where you don't know where the DB is, and you just got to trust him that he's going to lead you in the right direction. He hasn't failed us yet. So just got to continue to trust him and be there for him.
Stephon Diggs coming off a very busy night on Tuesday in Nashville. 16 targets, 10 catches for 106. 10 is season high. I've been thinking about this every day in here, but have not said it yet as an observation about that game. It looked to me like Diggs was taking a beating in the secondary. And there were a couple of drops, I guess. The Bills had 6 drops for the game, but I'm not ragging on this guy. Like, he's excellent. But I thought he was getting popped. Like, every time he got the ball, you could hear it. You could feel the hit. So you thought that?
Yeah, and there was even there was at least one time where he got up slowly and went to the sideline, and I thought, oh no, and he was right back in after like maybe a play or so. But yeah, there were a couple times where I was, I hope he to get up, you know, like in your head, you're sort of doing that, or out loud even, like, get up. Yeah, I thought he got hit pretty hard on Tuesday.
So Stephon Diggs will be a key man, of course, on Monday night. The Bills will probably have to score a lot in the Kansas City game. Their defense is struggling, and the Chiefs seem to score on everybody. The total, as you'll hear me corrected later on today on the new show Ready, Set, Bet, the total is up to 57, or was an hour ago. Maybe it's changed again. The site I use is under a cyber attack, apparently, so I can't tell you. But it was 53 earlier in the week and up 57. 57, Kansas City favored by 4. So you're looking at what, like 30 to 30.5 to 26.5, that would be. You know, they're sort of giving Kansas City 30 points. It's kind of how it's where you start when you're playing the Chiefs. So the Bills' offense will have to do a great job to keep up. That's Monday at 5. We'll be on at 3. And the guys from One Bills Live who do the pregame roundtable, that'll happen. That'll be at maybe 3:30, sometime like that, as the game is at 5 o'clock. So that's the plan.
And then we're on after.
We're on after.
Have postgame from, like, whatever that is, 8 to 10 or so, and then Nate Geary with the overtime show.
Yes.
That's the plan.
803-0550 is our number. Bills and Chiefs on Monday, of course. Full schedule on Sunday. Is there one game? I don't know if you have the games open, but is there one that you're most excited about? I have a couple in mind.
I really want to sit with Browns and Steelers, so I'm hopeful. Did you say yesterday that's the local CBS game? I've not.
Joe told me it was.
I'm into that. I guess for that, I hope Mayfield is healthy enough to play. I know there's some question about whether he'll play. They've activated a third quarterback in case, so they have a backup for. Is it Keenum is the regular backup?
I think so.
So, like, that's the 1 o'clock game I'm most interested in watching, I'd say. Do you have something besides that?
I like Green Bay-Tampa at 4:25.
Okay. Well, good.
Rodgers and
here too.
Rodgers and Brady is only a few times.
Yeah.
And the way Green Bay has looked, plus Tampa, they're always interesting now. And they're getting guys back. Like, Godwin is expected to play now, and maybe Evans is still good to go. So that could be a real game. Adams is back for Green Bay. Yep. So,
there's only two games in that window, one on CBS, one on Fox. So I almost assume that's got to be on because there's no Bills game on Sunday. So they'll be.
And the other is Jets Dolphins.
Right.
At 4 o'clock. It's a late game.
Yep.
Think I'd
so,
watch
yeah, no, that all sounds pretty good. You know, I'm not, you know, the Niners being what the Niners are takes a little starch out of the night game. For me, anyway. But
where is that game?
That game is in San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You know, I was going to say something, but the Rams moved anyway. The Coliseum. I'll watch any game. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
The Coliseum. I just love to watch sports. You know, the football from the Coliseum. But now they have their new stadium. Rams 49ers is good though. That's some of these rivalries. Now it's subjective. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say Bears and Packers are like this, and I might not. But some matchups you can always watch. Doesn't matter how good the teams are. Just there's something about them that can be appealing. Washington and the Giants play this week. That maybe used to be one of those games, but it stopped being one of those games for me. Like, really, Washington and the Giants, you have a lot of these actually on the schedule this week. And then you have a couple of games, as you've been pointing out this year, between teams that have never played.
Right.
Jacksonville and Detroit.
Right.
Jacksonville
first
and Detroit.
First meeting in history. Yep.
First ever meeting between Jacksonville. We better not spin those games on the wheel of games because those are not real games.
Right.
Jets and Dolphins. What about that for this? Like, is Jets-Dolphins always watchable? Boy, that's saying
no.
A lot, isn't it? Always watchable.
I mean, if it for some reason were the only game available, then sure, you know. But now that I have the Red Zone channel available on my streaming service, if that were a 1 o'clock game and it were the only 1 o'clock game for some reason, I don't know why, you know, just local affiliates. I think I would probably watch the Red Zone channel instead of watching that game.
Mm-hmm. Fitz and Flacco.
Yeah.
Shades of that Fitz and Flacco, that Bills Ravens. That's on the wheel of games. I can see it.
That is a 80s cop buddy drama.
Is it, Joe, is it? Is Fitz and Flacco an 80s cop buddy drama?
Oh, absolutely. They got mustaches.
Mustaches. Yeah. There's like still shots of them flashing their badges in the credits. Yeah, for sure.
Which one is cooler? Which guy would you rather be? The Bills and the Ravens played a high-scoring game, maybe 2010.
Yep, overtime.
With and Fitzpatrick had a great game. So if we spun the wheel of games and came up with this Bills Ravens game from whatever, is it 2010?
2010. Yep, October 24th.
What is the play? What is the
Sean
what is
Nelson?
The thing?
Sean Nelson being held up by a bunch of Ravens and Ray Lewis stripping the ball out and the Ravens taking over.
Is that in overtime?
I think so.
Yep.
Like around midfield, maybe?
Yes. That's not what I would have written down.
Okay.
Was there a Dante Whitner dropped pick six in that game?
Ooh.
Where it's like an easy touchdown and he drops it?
Maybe. Maybe.
I hope there is, because I'm sitting here like walking around like he did that. Yeah. I'm holding it against him. Let's hope it's true.
Right.
Let's hope it's actually something real, because otherwise I should let go of it.
Right.
One thing that we may come up or that may come up with Adam Krautwurst later, or not, is trying to figure out with fantasy and with the NFL, there are often like a few puzzles when it comes to a player's status. This guy, we know he's injured, but he's going to play, so what do I do? And then that can be tough, right? You don't know what the plan is. If he's 100%, does he play a regular role? Is he a decoy? Does he just sort of dress in an emergency like Fournette in the night game against the Bears? Whatever it is, you have to figure that out and hope to be right. Julio Jones, for instance, along those lines. Julio Jones has been hurt. The injury report today, he's not on it. Like, he disappeared from the injury report, which would seem to imply that he's okay. He's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But are you thinking that you're getting 100% Julio Jones, depending on your roster? Like, you might not know what to do. Why I bring this up, Melvin Gordon. Do you guys think you have that figured out? Melvin Gordon. So he had a DUI this week. The next day, he showed up for, this would have been Wednesday, I think. He showed up for practice, and they sent him home.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he was at practice. Today, he didn't practice because of an illness.
Right.
And a report I'm looking at says that the coach, Vic Fangio, says they have diagnosed Gordon's illness and have a treatment in place. This is James Palmer. It can work quickly, and if it does, then he has a greater chance to play. What's going on? What is that? What is all that?
I don't know.
They have diagnosed his illness and have a treatment in place.
They also have talked. I don't think you just mentioned this. Like the coach initially this week when they sent him home said, like, look, we're waiting to see what the league plans to do, but we might discipline him ourselves. Like, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I am a Melvin Gordon owner. We have Melvin Gordon. So I've been following that, and I don't know what to think about what's happening there. I guess it's one of those things you're just going to have to, first of all, you're going to need to know the game is going to happen, right? Because that's the most in doubt game of the weekend right now.
Yes.
Although,
yes.
I don't know that it's likely to be moved or postponed.
No, it is. You're right, though. It is the one game right now, the most in question.
Right, because the Patriots had another test today, right?
The Patriots have another player who has tested positive.
Okay.
The Falcons, or was it the Falcons? Yeah, yesterday.
Yep.
The Falcons had, it was four, and then it was one, and it was someone who's not a player, and they're still on.
Right.
And today you had the Colts.
Right.
And the latest with the Colts was those were false positives. So their game against Cincinnati is still on. By the way, I don't know where I can get a Colts jersey, but they managed to put out a press release announcing positive tests without using the phrase out of an abundance of caution today. They managed to do that, which, you know, should be pretty easy. Should be something you could do without even thinking of it.
I don't think it was allowed, though.
I didn't. I wondered. I wondered, is there a thing here where you're not allowed to not say it? The Colts managed to say, we have closed our facility because of this, and not clutter it with the absolutely meaningless phrase,
you know,
out of an abundance of caution. So I'm looking for a jersey.
Bottom line, I don't know what to do with him. Like, we, you know, and so, you know, that's
Gordon.
A tough one. Like, yeah, Gordon, that's challenging. Like, but, you know, you'll know by Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game at least, so it's not like you're going to be waiting all day. You know, you can figure that out.
Well, no, I mean, you'll know whether he's active.
Right.
By 11:30 in the morning if they play at 1 o'clock, but you might not know what to do about it.
Well, right. Right. I see what you mean.
They have Philip Lindsay. Yeah. They could just dress Gordon.
Ooh,
and not use
there.
Him. Yep.
Oh, God.
And they still have Royce Freeman. Like, if Gordon were inactive, basically you would have last year's Broncos backfield. You would have Lindsay and Freeman. But, you know, if he's active, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what would you do? What would you do with Denver?
I would probably avoid Gordon at all costs. And I would play Lindsay if that game is good to go, but I'm too wary of Gordon.
Would you play Lindsay if Gordon were active?
No. I would stay away from it completely if he's active. If he's inactive, I like Lindsay, but otherwise, stay away.
All right.
That's what I'd do.
So
right,
that
noted.
That game is maybe in some question, because it has to be. And they won't have a place to put it, but they will get it in.
They've not discussed other contingencies.
They will get it in.
Schefter, but.
Right.
And you have a report.
I'm sure that's safe.
Well, I know.
Whatever.
You have a report that the Broncos want to play, you know, and then.
Yeah.
So, I would expect that they do. What'll be interesting starting this week is they are now doing tests on game days. So what happens if there are, and wouldn't there be, what happens if there are positives on Sunday? Then they just don't play that day? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't had that yet, so I don't know. I don't know what happens then.
They have added that.
It would seem like that's what you would do, but I mean, who knows? I think that there is... That, you know, it feels a little like you keep saying they're going to get them in. And I think, like, when you say they're going to get them in, I think to myself, they don't care about their own rules. they're just
going
to figure out a way to play the games, right? Like I said, when they were talking about investigating the Titans, I'm like, it's an NFL investigation. They'll come to the conclusion they want to come to. Whatever they have decided is the best outcome is what the investigation will figure out. Like, they'll find, oh, well, we found out they really didn't do anything wrong. And this is starting to feel a little bit like that to me. You know, like, oh, well, no, it's okay because it's this guy and he's contract, it's fine. Oh, and that guy, it's fine. Just go play. It's fine.
We're taking it seriously. We're wearing our masks on the sideline. We're sending everybody home if anybody tests positive. This is what we're doing, but we are playing our games.
Yep.
Talking a little bit about running backs here with Denver, there's an update on the Bills at that position. We didn't get to Le'Veon Bell there, but we certainly will. Adam Krautwurst of Draft Sharks coming up. Sal Capaccio for an hour. You can join us, 803-0550. We'll also have Rachel's fresh picks today. So don't, and ready, set, bet. Oh, how can there be time for all of these things?
What? Okay, good. Awesome.
Yes. With or without websites that have cyber issues. Mike Schoppe and the Bulldog here. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
The governor has not been able to come yet. We've had a number of hot spots he's had to deal with downstate that has drawn a lot of his attention. He has not made that journey here, so there's no change in the situation in terms of getting fans into the stadium.
New York State Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, no change at the moment to getting fans in there. I mean, a 98 out of 100 game is coming up on Monday. Everything about it is appealing. Time of year, opponent, the Bills play so far this season, the stakes. I mean, this is – there were only I haven't thought about this yet, so let me see if I want to actually say it. There were only a few games in the 90s that were like, okay, well, you know, you're watching a great team. You have Super Bowl aspirations. It's always a great time. A lot of these games are against the Colts and the Jets and the Patriots, who usually stink. But you'd have the Miami game, and then you would have maybe one or two a year other top games. And this being new this year, kind of, you know. And then Mahomes, the Super Bowl champ. This is a perfect game to go to watch. And, you know, of course, we can't do it.
Yeah. Forecast calls for, 50 in rain. If that buffers
now I feel better.
Your disappointment at all, okay, it's not going to be like today. At least it's not supposed to be, 40% chance of rain, so it's not a sure thing, I guess. But.
Mentioned a Bills backfield update. Zach Moss practiced in full today, so he's been practicing, even practiced last week, some at least, before the game in Tennessee, but he was inactive for that game. He's missed a couple. when he first was not playing, I asked you, maybe that Friday, what does it mean to you? And you said, nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so does it mean anything to you at this point for him to come back?
I don't think there's really a basis to change my answer other than another couple of games of them not really running the ball that much. But I don't know. I'm not really that worried about that aspect of this game. I think if they're going to they're going to be in this game, it's going to be because they're spreading it out and throwing it. So, I'd like to see him back, if only to get him off a little bit. You know, when he did play, it was kind of ineffective. And I don't want to just blame that on him without seeing more of a body of work. But there just wasn't. There was nothing really happening when he got the ball. So, I'd like to see him establish, and the Bills establish, that they've got another good young running back. I think we already know Singletary is some certain amount of good, and Moss just hasn't gotten off at all yet.
One common description of Moss in the summer was Gore, but better. To play that kind of a role, but be better than Gore. 17 for 48, which is under 3 yards a carry, is what we have so far. 3 catches, including a touchdown. I think that's week one for Moss. So, yeah, I'd like to see him play and then maybe do something at some point. And so we can have that to talk about. Maybe it would make a difference in this game. Coming up next, Adam Krautwurst, Draft Sharks, about Le'Veon Bell on Kansas City from a fantasy standpoint and other issues around the league. Sal Capaccio for an hour later today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.